Welcome, my friends, to the podcast that never ends, where we gather our clan and talk about peace and love in our lives, the difficulties along the journey, and how we rise up. We will experience a little thing I call Kluberty together, find our sweet spot, and planting our seeds to watch them grow in our magic garden. I'm Uncle Dave, and our transformation starts right here. Hey now, welcome back to another episode of Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat with Uncle Dave. And today's episode is going to be a little weird because I always say there's an R in my heart, which is 100% true. There is an R in my heart. And we're going to talk about a bunch of R's and why they should be in our hearts. First, radiance, right? We're going to start. It's going to be random. This is going to be completely what we're going to do. And that's what I do is we're random. We're going to ramble on, but we're going to have a lot of fun. Because the R's in our heart, if we think about it, about when I spoke about phoenixes, the rising. Rising is what we have to do every day. No matter what is happening in our lives, the ability to rise, to re-see things differently, to have resilience in your life, those are really important issues. And I want to make sure that what we do leads to that resilience. I want this to be a safe space that we could talk about the failures that we've had, but how we've grown from those failures. Again, I've shared from you, about a year ago, I did try to hurt myself. And at that point, that was among the lowest pieces of my life, parts of my life. And what brought me back was somebody ripping into me and telling me some things that they felt I needed to hear. It wasn't somebody who was trying to be kind to me. It was actually somebody who tried to hurt me. That's the important part. We all need to learn that we don't know what anybody else is going through. And I feel for that person. I really do. Today. Did I like that then? No. But I'm resilient. I took that during that barrage. I was like, I got to get back up. I didn't know how I was getting back up, but I knew that I had to get back up because that was my option. I had a choice. Again, personal choices. But I chose. And as I started rebuilding myself, rebuilding my mindset, looking in and recalibrating how I thought of things previously, those were the important pieces that I really felt that I needed to go through. And that's part of what we're going to do. We're going to reflect on what we did, how we did it. How could we do better? That's the thing. No matter where you are in life, you can always do better than you did yesterday. That's my goal every day, is to do better than I did. Some days I'm not successful, and some days I'm real successful. Can't tell you what it is. Life is not a straight line. It's a wiggly, squiggly line, as I've mentioned. It's one of those things that you sometimes have to take two steps forward and three steps back to then start going forward again. It's not easy, but getting up and finding the right tribe, the right clan, the right people. But it all starts with you, because that was one of the things that I learned for myself. I was doing a lot for other people, and I was trying to work too hard for other people, and I was forgetting about myself. Like I shared at one point on one of the podcasts, I didn't love myself. I didn't even know that that's sort of an option. Like you say it, but to really understand what that means, that love, the romance is really important with somebody else, but also the romance for ourselves and being kind to ourselves. So whatever we've gone through, yeah, just relax and understand you did the best that you could at that point. Now, when you find out what you need to do, that's the opportunity for growth. Kluberty, right? It's not about just going through a process and saying, hey, I'm 52 years old. No, I needed to figure out what I needed to do. I needed to rely on people. I needed the self-reliance that I could do this all on my own. And that's what I did. That's one of the magic pieces of 2020. People are complaining about the year of COVID. For me, it was really great. I got to reintroduce myself to myself. That was one of the gifts that I was given during the isolation that I was in. I had an arm surgery. And guess what? I healed myself. I was by myself, taking care of myself. And I think I might have even shared the funny story that first night I had spilled chocolate on my white Yankee jersey. And guess what? I had to take off with my arm with still on nerve block, had to take off my shirt and clean myself up. Yeah, I laugh about it. And even then, I initially cried, but I then laughed. It was like an I Love Lucy commercial, how I had to balance my arm on my bed. God, it was funny. Now, especially. But the pieces that I want to learn is we're going to recharge another R. We're going to refresh our way of thinking. And you don't have to. So none of this is have-tos. There's going to be opportunities. Again, when I talk about planting the seeds, we're going to plant seeds that are going to grow. And some of them will grow, some of them won't. Some of you will be like, not for me. And that's okay. Maybe that episode wasn't for you. But there'll always be a next episode because we're going to renew ourselves. We're going to change. The ideas of what's going to happen now are not always going to be what's going to happen always. We're going to reflect. I want reflection because I think that's where our growth comes from. You know, I revere the people that have been in my life. They mean so much to me. If I see them or I don't, they live in my heart. That's one of the really pieces, one big pieces that I've pushed it forward. When we talk about love, when the peace, love piece comes into it, it's all about the unconditional love. I don't care if they love me back. I could send out love to people and I don't care if they, I'm not looking for anything. Because then that's a trade-off. I'm not looking for a trade-off. I am looking for unconditional love. And that's part of my resilience. And when I do recharge, everybody needs a moment to recharge. And that's what I hope these episodes are going to be. Your opportunity to recharge. And I'd never want you to leave this without making sure that you know that you should be taking that swing, finding your sweet spot, and enjoying everything else about peace, love, and bring a bat. And please always remember, there is an R in my heart, and there's an R in your heart as well. Just got to find it. Well, my friends, today's journey has come to a close. I hope the seeds of peace and love continue to grow for each one of you. Remember, the peace and love surround you that will assist you to rise again. And don't forget to bring a bat for what you believe in. Namaste.